From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck a military hospital in Kabul today. They say at least 6 people were killed and 23 others were wounded. The Taliban claimed responsibility, saying the insurgents intend to target Afghan doctors and the foreigners who train them. The explosion hit a tent filled with medical students eating lunch. A truck carrying fuel to NATO troops in Afghanistan exploded in Pakistan today. Officials say at least 15 people were killed. It's not clear what caused the explosion. In a separate incident, 14 tankers were damaged in a bombing near the Afghan border. NATO warplanes have begun attacking Libyan naval vessels. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Benghazi. The alliance is accusing Muammar Gaddafi's regime of using naval vessels in the battle against rebels, including efforts to mine the harbor in the key port of city of Misrata.
NATO airstrikes hit Navy vessels in 3 Libyan ports. NATO says the strikes were necessary because pro-Gaddafi forces had been using boats to threaten humanitarian aid coming by sea. But the NATO action may also be another way to apply pressure on the Gaddafi government. The airstrikes may scare away other vessels, in effect cutting Tripoli off from international shipping. NATO now says it'll decide on a case-by-case basis which cargo ships may enter Libyan ports. This week, alliance warships intercepted a tanker on suspicion that its load of gasoline was destined for Gaddafi's military. Martin Costi, NPR News, Benghazi, Libya.
A 5-mile stretch of the Mississippi River is closed near Baton Rouge, Louisiana, after a barge accident. NPR's Jeff Brady says the company involved is blaming high water.
The Archer Daniels Midland Company says 2 boats belonging to a subsidiary were towing 20 barges south on the river. In a written statement, ADM says high water and rapid current caused the barges to crash into a bridge near Baton Rouge. 4 barges came loose during the accident. 3 of them, containing corn, sank. Louisiana's Transportation Department says the bridge was not damaged. The Coast Guard is investigating the accident. Jeff Brady, NPR News, New Orleans.
A federal appeals court has ruled the city of San Francisco's election system is unconstitutional. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
San Francisco voters adopted the ranked choice election system 9 years ago. Under that system, voters mark their ballots for their top 3 choices for each office. The system eliminates the need for costly runoff elections if no candidate receives a majority of first-round votes. But the method was challenged by a local candidate who argued that it disenfranchises voters when there are more than 3 candidates on the ballot. A panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled unanimously that ranked choice voting is constitutional because all voters participate under the same rules.
Our news. Some 20 heads of state are in Ivory Coast today for the presidential inauguration of Alassane Ouattara, a ceremony that should have taken place 6 months ago. Ouattara won the election but was prevented from taking office by the incumbent, Laurent Gbagbo, who eventually was removed from his presidential compound by French forces. He's now under house arrest, along with the former First Lady and several ministers and advisors. Within the hour, Pope Benedict is expected to place a call to 12 astronauts orbiting the Earth on board the International Space Station. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports this will be the first papal call to the orbiting outpost.
The European Space Agency says that the video call from the Vatican is expected to last about 20 minutes. The conversation will be partly in English, but the Pope will also speak in Italian to the 2 Italian astronauts on board the station. Space Shuttle Endeavour is currently docked to the station, and its crew will spend part of Saturday getting ready for the mission's second spacewalk to do maintenance work outside. This is Endeavour's final flight before being retired. NASA is aiming to launch Atlantis on the final space shuttle mission ever on July 8th. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
First Lady Michelle Obama spoke to cadets at West Point last night, urging them to keep in mind the families of the soldiers they will lead. She was a guest at the Military Academy's Graduation Eve banquet. Mrs. Obama said that more than half of service members are married and 40% have 2 or more children. She praised the cadets for getting through 4 grueling years at West Point, knowing their older classmates left for Iraq and Afghanistan, some never to return. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support